Club Subsidiary Radio on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. If possible, support the network and keep us going. With the way things are happening, so much up in the air, so much chaos, so much engineered fog of war. And this is what this all is. This is fog of war. The people that watch the television are getting their version, and those of us that follow quote-unquote alternative media are getting ours. And there's a lot of people on the corporate side of especially, I mean, that's totally gone, but there's a lot going on our side too. And, you know, when we look at these incidents like Lahaina, Hawaii, you know, I got a bunch of different stuff on this. Henry Macau had a lot of good links in a couple of articles starting yesterday, and you know, a lot of people are looking at directed energy technology, and a lot of people are trying to poo-poo the possibility of directed energy technology, but people are digging behind the scenes, and they're really seeing an agenda here. And, you know, it seems like people are gun-shy now to go for the false flag angle, let's say, on shootings now because of Sandy Hook. And a lot of people don't want to go for what's, you know, when you look at these so-called photos and footage. Now, there's even people talking about this being all faked. And it's not even, you know, just like the Ukraine war and this sort of thing. You know, there's people out here that don't believe that there's a lot of the footage and photos you're seeing out of Ukraine are real. And people are getting into their cocoon, if you will, their comfort little Linus blanket, and they'd be like, oh, it's all fake. So I got a bunch of different clips, and I've got articles and so forth. So I'm just going to kind of go through some of this. Now, this is from August 12th. U.S. government steps up its open war on the American people with a Dew attack on Maui, part of the weather change hoax, which has replaced the COVID hoax. The wildfire would only make sense if a forest of trees surrounded the city of Lahaina. That's the problem with the first problem with the story. There's no forest near the town. And then it shows pictures, okay, this aerial photos. Select examples where unburned trees are surrounded by destroyed buildings. Okay. Now, you know, up in, you know, there's a New York Post article, okay? Now, over at Sorcha Fall, they're talking about this is a miracle, and it's a sign from God to Biden, you know, America's last chance, so forth and so on. Now, historic Lahaina Church, miraculously untouched by Maui wildfires that killed 80, and there's people on, and I'm going to go through some of these clips I got. Stunning video shows a historic Catholic church in Lahaina miraculously still standing and unscathed after devastating wildfires ripped through Maui. Well, if depending on who you believe is in control, if you believe the directed energy weapon angle, then you could see how a beautiful Catholic church is spared while the surrounding area is just melted, torch turned white ash, and the rest of it. While the rest of the historic town was turned into an apocalyptic nightmare, Maria Lanakila Catholic Church, which opened in 1846, was captured in a video posted on TikTok, standing tall and untouched. When the camera pans around the rest of the town, the largest tourist destination on Maui, looks like smoldering hellscape of rubble. Viewers hailed the jaw-dropping miracle as an act of God, a definite sign from God. One TikTok user wrote, adding, "He is with you. Hold on and keep that faith. We are all praying for you while God continues to give signs, even during the storm." Monsignor Terence Watanabe, pastor of the nearby parish of St. Anthony's, also expressed his shock at the apparent act of divine intervention. Basically, what we know is the fact that all of Lahaina town has been consumed by fire. It's all gone. The church, Maria Lanakila, is still standing, as is the rectory. Okay. And members of the church community also expressed their gratitude on Facebook, blah, 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 blah. May she be the beacon of hope to the help of, to be the help of, you know, the rest of the community, and all this stuff. And so, you know, what's crazy is I was looking, digging around on BitChute today and other places, Odyssey and so forth, Rumble. And there's this, there's a YouTuber, I mean, a bit shooter. I think it's Trust Christ or Go to Hell channel, but they're looking at the shape of Maui there, and they're basically saying that this could be a fallen titan, you know, titans from the Greek mythology. And they go through all these rock formations that look like massive, massive human forms, like this one in Maui, like a person laying kind of face down on their side and so forth. Very, very crazy kind of, you know, just like the big, huge formations out there in certain parts. People believe that they were massive, massive trees, and now they're like rock formations, stumps, and so forth. Huge, huge rock formations out in Utah and so forth. So it's pretty interesting to try to wrap your mind around that one. But, you know, if you're taking, let's take the angle that this was kind of a, now they are saying that there were 70 mile an hour winds in the area, okay? And so here's the thing. Let's say you're looking at the, if you're the, kind of the Vatican controls things angle. And so whoever might have been directing these energies could have directed them and torched everything around this church, and they left the church standing. You know, you're going to have people saying that sort of thing. The Jesuits or the Vatican control gang, they left the church standing kind of as a way to perpetuate the fact that God divinely spared this church, and so that'll bring more people to, you know, Catholicism or what have you. You know, you're going to have that angle there. You could look, this could have been, you know, you got Mike Adams and people like this. They're talking about arson. Mr. Producer, if you'd want to get clip 7 ready, we'll listen to a little bit of, this is Mike Adams talking about arson. Let's go ahead and listen to a little bit of his spiel here.
As you are probably aware, there's been a devastating fire that has wiped out the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui in Hawaii. And this, it's being blamed on wildfires, but who set the wildfires? Increasingly, and I'm not saying that we don't have proof that this is the case here, but increasingly we see that left-wing climate extremists, arsonists, are the people who are setting these fires because they want more wildfires in order to blame climate change. And then they can use this to, you know, further their political agenda to try to stop fossil fuels and convince everybody that, you know, climate change is real. Look, everything's on fire, but it's often them setting things on fire. So a lot of climate change extremists or cultists are actually arsonists slash terrorists. And it really makes you wonder. I mean, many of them have been caught, by the way, in Europe and other places as well. Makes you wonder if this, the devastation of Lahaina was actually caused by an arsonist. 36 people are reported dead. That's the last number that I saw. And by the way, I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, Lahaina. I think Americans tend to call it Lahaina, just like they say Maui instead of Maui. You know, I try to pronounce the names of towns and cities the way they're pronounced in the local dialect. You know, just for cultural accuracy. Like if there's I know there's a city or a town in Arizona that is El Campo, right? It just means the country in Spanish, but El Campo, you know, but Americans say El Campo, you know, it kind of butchers it, you know, and it's not Maui, it's Maui. So at least that's my understanding. Anyway, aside from that.
Okay, Mike.
Understand that every key narrative of the radical left, whether it's climate change or Nazis or even racism, has to be demonstrated through endless hoaxes. So you've seen all the hoaxes, like the race hate hoaxes or the race crime hoaxes, where very often these young radical people of color will be caught. They'll be caught setting fire to a cross in their own front yard or spray painting Nazi symbols on the sides of their own buildings or dorms or churches or whatever. And very often they admit to it. There was a young black gal recently that just claimed she had been kidnapped by a white guy and disappeared for 2 days and led the police on a wild goose chase. And turns out she made the whole thing up. She admitted it. She confessed and she's asking for forgiveness. It's like, what's going on, girl? Why would you just make up that some crazy white guy kidnapped you and you disappear for 2 days? I mean, that's mental illness right there. But there's a lot of fake race, hate crime hoaxes that are going on all the time. And then climate change hoaxes are, again, the arsonists setting fire to things and saying, look how bad the climate is. Same thing is true with these so-called Nazi groups. Like there's this one group in America all called right, Patriot Front.
Now we've got on Involve.com, Steve Kirsch. He posted a photo. And it says, ellipse of fire. Lahaina was encircled in a perfect ellipse of fire. Impossible. Fire was deliberately set. So he's got a big photo there. And it's a massive fire, like, going around in kind of a perfect circle. And so, kind of interesting. You know, you got that out there. And kind of a mainstream conservative website. And then they have another article from 9 hours ago. This was not a natural disaster. Whistleblowers raised disturbing questions about deadly Maui wildfire. So people are talking about no outdoor warning sirens were set off by either local or state emergency agencies. Hawaii's Emergency Services Administration confirmed Friday neither Maui or Hawaii EMA activated warning sirens during the incident. Residents instead depended on three other warning channels, mobile device alerts, local radio, TV, and TV stations, and Maui County's notification system for subscribed residents. Concerns are rising about the adequacy of the warnings, especially as Hurricane Dora's winds present over the Central Pacific Ocean caused power disruptions and hindered mobile communication. Many believe that the emergency alerts were inadequate during the escalating crisis, blah, 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 blah. They didn't give us any warning, no nothing. Estimated 93 fatalities from the Maui disaster as of Sunday morning. And I'll get back to the article in a second. Let's, Mr. Producer, let's get clip 9 ready. This is an old guy over on TikTok talking about what, and he lives on Maui. Let's go ahead and play him real quick.
I live on Maui. The media is lying and or covering up the extent of the damage and the death count. I personally know people that are telling me that death and destruction is way worse than we're being told. I am witnessing the cover-up by the media firsthand.
And let's go ahead and get the next one ready. Maui is not an accident. Let's go ahead and listen to that one if we could.
So today we're going to talk about some updates on the Hawaiian fire situation. Now, I want you to look at this guy's page. Go to his Instagram and follow him. He's talking about how people are trying to bring in supplies such as water, food, and gas, and they are being turned away. The military is turning away people from helping, and he was talking about this on his page. Now, if we take it a step further, the governor was asked, why didn't the system go off when the fires were happening? And he was basically saying it must have been a malfunction. But what's interesting is a person commented, the siren sounds went off when there was no tsunami, but the sound when an actual burning fire disaster, it doesn't occur. What's also interesting about the governor was he passed this executive order just before this in July, which could take away the land from the people based on if they need to rezone. There's also a lady who has mentioned how the Red Cross has had hundreds of millions of donations from all these celebrities, but they don't have any security, and they're having to move the people out who have lost everything. So then we look at this lady's work, and we can see that this looks like a land grab. If all of these politicians and celebrities really cared, why aren't they talking about this legislation? This legislation was something that was proposed on January 5th of 2023, of 51 acres in the same area of the fire would be turned into a housing project. Interesting. Now, what's also interesting is this follows the Agenda 2030 plan as well. So we really have to ask, was this just what the media reported or something planned?
All right. Now let's get clip 8 ready. And I'm trying to knock these out here in the first kind of half hour of the broadcast, just so we can get some... a feel for what people are saying out here. Go ahead and roll clip 8.
Have been trapped in Lahaina for the last 4 days. And I experienced firsthand what was going on there. What I went through is not important. I need to get this message out. This was not a natural disaster. This was a direct energy attack on the people and the place of Maui. If you know what lives there, what descendants live there, you know why. And you know why it happened on 8-8. And if this is not something that you believe, it's time to stop being a sheep. They came in and they took control. There were trees standing and the buildings gone. This system, this weather system, came in from the mountains, from the east. That does not happen. They were not telling people anything. They were not letting people in to help. And they were letting people go in to get burned alive. There were people burning alive in the streets. There were people dead in the water. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of people that died. What they're telling you in the news is not true, and I lived it firsthand. I sat with the people. This is not to bring fear, this is to educate, because there is darkness that is being hidden. And soon people are going to see. I know now why Gaia sent me there, and I am going to use this platform. There was no warning. There was no nothing. Please boost this post. I want everybody.
All right, you stop that one. And, you know, for those of you that don't know much about Hawaii, it's stock full of military installations. Okay, and I got them pulled up. Bellows Air Force Station, U.S. Coast Guard Station, Wailuku, U.S. Coast Guard Base, Honolulu. Of course, we know there's Pearl Harbor. U.S. Army Schofield Barracks, U.S. Army Reserve in Hilo, Hawaii, Bradshaw Army Airfield in Hilo, Marine Corps Base, Hawaii, Kaneohe Bay. I knew tons of dudes that were stationed out there. They loved it out there. U.S. Army Wailuku, Maui Recruiting Station, U.S. Army Reserve Station in Wailuku, Joint Base Pearl Harbor, of course. Kilauea Military Camp, Bradshaw Army Airfield. I mean, there's a ton of military stuff in Hawaii. And there's a lot of people speculating about this smart city stuff and Oprah wanting to buy up a bunch of this land and all this stuff. So let's get clip 11 ready, and we'll go ahead and listen to a little bit of this one. Jewish governor of Hawaii, Mr. Green, by the way, if you want to go roll clip 11.
This is the end of the beginning. Welcome to today's show. This is another important video for anybody out there who's doubting that this fire wasn't created by our own government. I want to discuss what I mentioned in an earlier video, if you saw it, the potential of a smart city. Now, think of this perspective, and I'm going to show you some stuff. There's an article from 2018 from the World Economic Forum that I used in a previous video. And that article is about Hawaii having plans to be the first U.S. state to run entirely on clean energy. And there's another article from the World Economic Forum that talks about our alliance is creating smart city governance. Okay? They aren't going to be able to build smart cities unless they destroy the cities first, because they have to run out the small business owners who are not going to be on board or comply to their smart city nonsense. Their smart city is going to limit productivity, even though they pretend like it's going to increase it. And people don't want to be on board with it. They don't want to be forced into this stuff where they're monitor and track how much carbon you use at your work. This is all what their plan is, so they can shut you down and control you as they please, like in China. So that being said, I'm going to get into all the stuff about Hawaii and the plans for to be the first USA to run entirely. I'm going to get into the smart city. This is all stuff you need to see, because we all know the World Economic Forum are the ones pulling the strings, right? So if we know that when we see a fire like that, then the second that we hear that the plans are to bring in a smart city, you'll know why it was done. Lahaina is not a huge city. It's very small. It's more of a town than a city, but it's all small businesses. It's small restaurants. It's small art galleries. It's small souvenir shops. People, when they go to Maui, go there for that reason. They couldn't destroy somewhere like Honolulu. And we had the governor of Hawaii, who happens to be go by the name of Josh Green. You can't make it up, right? Green is in green energy. Who was just at the United Nations 2 months ago talking about Hawaii and being the first state to be 100% sustainable. Take a listen to this guy.
Governor Josh Green touted Hawaii's sustainability accomplishments at the United Nations Economic and Social Council in New York City. The governor was the keynote speaker in the forum that included more than 40 presenters from around the world. Green pointed out that Hawaii is in a unique position as an island state and has tried to lead the way in promoting renewable energy.
We tried to lead on energy and climate. We were the first state to mandate 100% renewable energy for electricity. So it's, again, an opportunity as a small state with technically a small footprint, but we do punch above our weight a little bit because of our position in the Pacific.
Speakers were invited to help implement the United Nations Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals in 2030.
So that's Governor Green. I mean, this is how in our faces this stuff is, right? It's about green energy. It's the Green Plan. Governor Green was just put in place in 2022. And the first, you know, less than a year, this happens. He's already just been at the United Nations 4 weeks ago. He was there 4 weeks ago, July 12th and July 19th. He was, you know, through the 19th. When he was there. Okay. And he's talking about this stuff. Now, then we have to look at what a smart city is, because a lot of people out there don't understand that it's an enslavement city. They see all this tech and they're like, that's high tech. That's really neat. And one of the things that's going on in our country, you probably hear all these stories, right? Oh my goodness, Oregon's going to crap. San Francisco's going to crap. New York's going to crap. That's done by design. That's done to weed out business owners, to make them leave. They need to build smart cities. They're not going to be able to torch every city, so they need to destroy them economically. Look how many businesses have gone under in San Francisco. Malls going under, street stores going under. San Francisco is a hub. It is filled with rich people. Okay, so this is done by design. We know big tech runs not only out of California, they run out of San Francisco, Twitter, etc. So this is done by design. The World Economic Forum, our alliance is creating smart city governance, okay, which is control, right? Which means you don't leave the city. You stay in the city. Where you go, we say you go, right? You think this is all coincidental? I guarantee you that they're going to come out and they're going to announce when they start with the rebuilding plans for Lahaina, that Lahaina is going to be the first U.S. city that's a smart city. And it makes sense that they would choose Lahaina, one, because it's small compared to doing it in the Midland, and two, because it's not in the continental U.S., okay? It's over in an island. So they're not going to be heavily monitored. It's pretty liberal over there. So they're going to be able to do that and experiment there and make sure they tweak everything the way they want to tweak it without doing it right here in the heartland. But then it will be coming eventually to San Francisco and Oregon and Los Angeles. All these cities that they're destroying are going to turn into these smart city bubbles. And if you don't know what it looks like, here's a layout of the smart city. I'm going to show you a video clip. And keep in mind, this is them talking about happening in Toronto.
That there. That's one angle. Now, after we come back from the break, I am going to continue on this a little bit. But I've got a Catherine Austin Fitz clip I'm going to play. And it's about where we are economically in the country. And basically, you know, he was talking about San Francisco. He was talking about basically Portland and these cities on the western seaboard, which are being destroyed by design, which they're using a different methodology, of course. They're using the dirtbag class, the drug addicts, the criminals, and so forth, and they're basically playing hands off with them in order to basically they're getting rid of all the decent people, and the riffraff is going to be left. You think the riffraff is going to last very long when the long game is played out? No. This is an asset stripping sell off of our most beautiful West Coast lands on purpose due to the fact that the country's totally broke. And our creditors are going to get this land, in my humble opinion, to develop as they see fit, so forth and so on. We'll see you guys on the other side, and we'll continue this. That will survive disaster.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back. Cindy Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find the archives at hoolisblog.blogspot.com. In the morning, commercial free, wholisblog.blogspot.com. If you like chat rooms, the number 2 incendiaryradio.chatango.com. And you also got a couple of unmonitored ones, incendiaryradio.chatango.com and incendiarychat.chatango.com if you're into hanging out in the chat rooms. So this is from the Solari report. And kind of keep in mind what we were talking about before the break. The vultures, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Remember the Perkins book? Well, this is using technology most likely to come in and play vulture on this area. Edward Hendry on his Substack wrote probably my favorite book on 9/11. Strangely, buildings that have been destroyed allegedly by fire are surrounded by trees untouched by flames, and he gets into this whole thing. The wildfire would only make sense if a forest of trees surrounded the city. That is the first problem with the story. There's no forest near the town. And it gets into this stuff. And he gets into directed energy is not new technology. Directed energy weapons were used during the 9/11 attacks in the World Trade Center. The book 9/11, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, the book I was just speaking of, details the evidence that directed energy weapons were used on 9/11. And it also, I think it was a multifaceted hit where there was thermite used in certain areas of the buildings and probably some sort of charges, as Dr. Fetzer and some of the folks at Veterans Today were talking about all these years ago, probably some sort of micro nukes in the basement due to the high levels of radiation and so forth. The pools of metal that could not be put out down there in the sub basements and all that post hit. And so if you want to go look at Edward Hendry's newsletter, which I got off Henry Macau's site, he's got a bunch of links there over the last couple of days where you can really dig into this stuff. HENDRIE.substack.com. But anyway, let's listen to Catherine Austin Fitz and her compadre, and just keep in mind about how this is moving throughout prime real estate, and using different ways to destroy these areas for whoever's going to occupy them next. Go ahead and listen to clip one.
Whereas we have a feeling of strip mining our country in a way that we're falling behind, because the biggest problem with what Fitch is saying is if you look at the productivity numbers, productivity has been falling steadily, and certainly for the last five quarters. And so you can't have debt rising and productivity falling forever. Something has to give.
I would phrase that a little bit differently. I mean, I agree with everything you just said up to the point where it's strip mining. We're kind of in the strip mining phase. Strip mining to me is the effect. That's what you do once your system has passed the point of no return, which we are.
Right.
The financial class in the U.S. has gotten too big. The parasite is totally out of control. And now The only thing left to do with the U.S. economy, the last phase for the parasites, is just strip assets. And that's kind of where we are.
Right. So you have to either kill the parasite or...
Right,
the parasite will kill. We're in that last leg with the tapeworm, where it dies or we die. So
yeah, we're in the final scene of the thing by John Carpenter. You know.
So on that cheery note, is there more news ahead?
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Let me tell you how bad Fitch is. Fitch has never once mentioned the fact that the U.S. government has failed to comply with the financial management laws and the Constitution, that there is $21 trillion missing as of 2015, and FASB 56 took the whole government dark. And when it did, the SEC said they had, on the record, no problem with that.
Yeah, you're damn right. That's a failure of governance, what you're talking about.
So Fitch's failure of governance as a rating agency, you know, matches the U.S. government's failure.
Right. What a failure.
And what
of
about Moody's?
Fitch.
I mean, at least Fitch has mentioned there's a problem. Moody's is like, no problem. Let's talk about the banks. Right.
Right. Right.
Because remember, the BRICS are meeting on the 24th to 26th? Or when was it? I've got it here. 22nd to 24th in South Africa. And you have 23 countries trying to become members of the BRICS. And that's part of the disintegration of the, you know, of the G7 power in Africa.
Right.
So that's going to be, so the BRICS meeting is 22nd to 24, and then, of course, Jackson Hole is 24 to 25. So that week is going to be a very interesting one. I just had somebody call me last night and say, I have it on good authority, you know, that something terrible is going to happen on the 25th. And I said, look, trust me, there's something bad going to happen every day for the next year. Right.
Now let's go back to Blade Runner and our final story.
Yeah, because we're going to have to give the news for Europe in fictional. You know, we'll have to give we'll use Bond.
All right, let's
stories
go ahead and stop that there. So we get a downgraded credit ratings downgraded by these folks, Moody's and Fitch and all this. Well, Moody's says everything's fine, but strip mining is an interesting kind of selling things off. And of course, they're not going to do this above board. They have to do this back channel. And who knows what's been promised to our various cohorts in the world for the West Coast. I think Chinese, of course, and we know who their masters are. Everybody with these central banks, main plank of communism, central banking. So the Bank of International Settlements and these goons that really control everything, whether China's off the leash with these people or not, China and Russia with this whole BRICS thing, and you got all these or whether BRICS is secretly controlled by the same gang. They're just transitioning to a new control model. Everybody, you know, you got all these people all over in the alternative media that are just singing the praises of Putin and Xi because they're against the anal West and all this stuff. But is this just another layer of control that they're putting on us? And it's just coming from a different part of the world, and then therefore automatically, you know, they're on the surface against this evil sodomite Western gay homo blah blah what you know, all the stuff people say. But you got people talking about they'd rather have Chinese masters than Jewish masters and all this other stuff. And what if just the Chinese master is the next proxy of the Jewish master, and this Chinese master is going to be able to be a lot more ruthless and brutal towards you because you called for it? And they still got a central banking and everything else that's managing them. But guess what? If they're going to be the new world police force, they're going to come in and your dog and cat living in your house, that's going to be somebody's next meal. Not to say what your daughters are going to be, because China's so male top heavy. Be careful what you wish for. Let's get clip 12 ready. And this goes back to Hawaii. And let's go ahead and listen to, this is a Hawaiian guy talking. Go ahead and roll the clip 12.
What's going on in Maui? There is a lot to unpack, so try to keep up. Several wildfires have broken out on the island of Maui, creating mass devastation and destruction, most notably the town of Lahaina. This is not the people's fault, and our hearts go out to those affected. Why is Lahaina significant? It was once the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii, prior to the forced U.S. annexation and the eventual move to Honolulu. Lahaina is filled with native property and business owners that have dug their heels in and have refused to sell their properties to conglomerates such as BlackRock, Vanguard, and Oprah. Unglobalized prime oceanfront property still owned and managed by the natives. So what caused this destruction? Short answer, no one knows. All government agencies, local and federal, have vehemently stated that it is unknown. However, there are two competing theories online. One, environmental. The perfect combination of a major hurricane 200 miles off the southern shore of Maui, combined with northern pressure to create massive dryness and winds. Or two, diabolical. Something the conspiracy theorists call a DEW, Direct Energy Weapon. What? I had the same response, so I started Googling. The first article that pops up when you Google Maui DEW is from Newsweek. It starts like this. The devastating wildfires in Hawaii have brought a new conspiracy theory from climate change deniers who suggest that the destruction was orchestrated by the federal government's direct energy weapons. Ugh. Anytime a propaganda media article starts with conspiracy theory by climate change deniers, makes me want to believe it more. Next article, fact checked, false. Wait, what? I thought the facts were unknown. But how can we rule out trending theories as impossible already? Joe Biden just announced that the federal government will provide aid to those that lost their homes. That means homeowners who lost their houses and properties can now loan money from the federal government at a low interest rate. Your super valuable property that is skyrocketing in value, you can now get a new mortgage courtesy of Uncle Sam. There are also countless efforts by the people to send aid and support to devastated areas. This would be great, except local residents are now saying that they are having difficulty delivering such aid and only FEMA and Red Cross aid is being allowed in. Roadblocks everywhere. No one allowed in or out. And Maui is an island surrounded by water next to one of the largest U.S. military bases. Local residents are saying that they received no advanced warning and that they only evacuated once they saw the thick black smoke at their doors. Why was the federal response so slow on this matter, waiting until the fire had overtaken this area prior to action? I don't know what's going on in Maui. Our hearts go out to all those affected, and we pray for your safety. But what I do know is that there are more questions than answers.
Yeah, go ahead and stop that there. Now, there's a Macau had a screenshot off somebody's phone. Mayor's office about development. Someone in the mayor's office about developments being kept from the public. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to make trouble, but here's what I've heard. The amount of fatalities is expected to be more than 500, but less than 1,000. Many of the fatalities will be children who were at home because they canceled school. Parents worked and were not there to evacuate the children. Kids had no idea they needed to leave. By the time they noticed their homes or apartments were on fire, it was too late. Government is worried about how we will react when we learn that the fire department left the fire earlier in the day and claimed it was 100% contained, knowing that the winds were expected to be 70 miles per hour by the afternoon. That's almost like a lie hop there. Let it happen on purpose. So let's say a dew started something, and then they contained it, and then they left it on purpose to where it could get out of control by the big winds. I don't know. You know, I'm just speculating here. This is against all fire control protocols. The fire department should not have left the original fire unattended. They are scared that the public calls for accountability will be more than they can control, and protests and riots will occur. And you're reading reports that there's some mini riots going on. I don't know. They plan to lock down Lahaina for several months. It will take months to clean up the hazardous environmental contamination. They won't have enough housing for all the displaced. There were 2,000 unaccounted for this morning. They have a list where they were trying to keep track, blah, 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 blah. They are worried about the community going to freak out when they find out how not a single fire truck responded to the fires. The emergency sirens were not activated. I'm not trying to make waves or stir up problems, but I was so angry and sad when I found out how many children are dead that I knew I had to post this and let everybody, blah, blah, blah. Now there's an... they have nowhere to go. On Maui, a Chabad outpost gives safe harbor to dozens of Jews, and that's on the forward.com. Now, there was a link by Henry Macau to a MilesWMathis.com, and there's a PDF, and you can find that. It's really, really detailed. Why are they faking photos from Maui? What's wrong with the photo under the title, blah, 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 blah. And he's got all this stuff there. MilesWMathis.com. All right. And it gets into, like, all this footage and so forth that they're presenting us as, you know, true footage and all this. So they've got color photos of the before photos. And then they've got black and white and kind of black and white film on the after photos. Why is the after photo in black and white? Do you really think they were filming this with black and white film? No, it isn't really in black and white because we can see some gold in the lower right, with like part of the water, which means they jacked with it on purpose, removing most of the color to sell you the idea of this fire. I guess you were supposed to think the ash turned the entire ocean into gray, but it doesn't work like that. The ocean's way too big and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, it gets into a whole bunch of this stuff, okay? And I'm not going to go through it all, but I'm trying to get to the... Emergency alerts like to phones, TV, and radio also did not get released. Nothing. They are now saying that hospitals were already swamped before this event, making the response difficult and requiring the airlifts to Oahu. But as with COVID, that has been blown out of the water by researchers on the ground. They visited the hospitals and found almost no one there. That has now been confirmed by local media, which surprisingly is already contradicted. Sylvia Lake's claim on CNN that hospitals on Maui were overwhelmed with burn victims and victims of smoke inhalation. Top health officials on the ground here, there, including Hilton Rathel and Wade Ebersol, have admitted hospital admissions have been minimal. So it's kind of interesting about that. So I'm trying to just find some of the, you know, the nice little nuggets here. Okay. the U.S. owns all of Hawaii, and the U.S. military owns most of it. So maybe they had some reason to take this back from the tourists. Maybe they are going to turn it into another secret base, or maybe a Rothschild or Rockefeller decided he wanted it, so he just took it. It would be interesting to know who owned the largest estates there, which we can see in the photos. My best guess is one of those families decided to take the whole Kukui Peninsula and ran this fake to do it. He may take the rest of Maui next with the fake radiation scare or something. He will probably receive federal funds to help him with the transition and new security. You know, Zuckerberg and Oprah and all these people. But anyway, you'll say some rich guy can't own an entire Hawaiian island. Then I guess you didn't know. Larry Ellison of Oracle already owns 98% of Lanai and has property on Maui as well. Lanai is just off the west coast of Maui and is almost exactly the same size of the Kukui Peninsula. Ellison bought the entire island in 2012 for $300 million, which means the whole island isn't worth as much as his Four Seasons Hotel there, which is worth double that by itself. He spent $450 million just on updates and expansions. It's a five-diamond resort with three golf courses. In fact, Lahaina is the closest point of Maui to Lanai. They're just across the bay. It's about 8 miles from Lahaina to the coast of Lanai and Kiamuku Village there. Ellison Resort is on the southern port of Lanai. Mark Zuckerberg owns thousands of acres on Kauai. And, of course, he gives us more military and media connections. Also suspicious is that on Friday, Jeff Bezos' fiance said that the couple is establishing a $100 million fund to rebuild. Wow, that was fast. Bezos already owns much land on Maui. He had previously pledged to spend $10 billion to fight climate change, and they invented Lahaina's being used to promote climate change. Like Ellison and Zuckerberg, Bezos has huge military connections. My guess is there will be a round two of this current fire project to prevent a reopening of that peninsula. They will claim the wildfire has contaminated the groundwater, so there's no water available. They will buy them time to come up with some other story to close it down permanently. They will claim that the whole Kukui Peninsula is derelict and Ellison or someone will buy it in a literal fire sale. I've been told this must be a directed energy weapon or do, but no, until further notice, may default assumption that this is CGI, computer-generated imagery. It's possible they burned some of the lesser buildings there the rich people didn't want or need, but in my opinion, there is almost no chance the entire town was flattened like this. Wildfires don't work like that, burning right down to the ocean, even hitting rocks. But what if they had? What if they employed a really killer dew type system we don't even know about that can just do whatever they want it to do? And that was me talking. Remember, there's almost always a breeze coming in from the ocean, which would push any incoming fires back. So the films we are seeing are either CGI or they're staged somewhere else, or they are filming very limited areas, edited in the right way, and backed up by false, by these fake before-after images from above, and some fake is gone. But for myself, I wouldn't believe it until I saw it with my own eyes. I had just about finished this paper when I tripped across something big. It may not be a Rockefeller or Rothschild or even a Larry Ellison. It may be Oprah. She already owns thousands of acres on Maui and has been adding to her total a lot in the past decade. The Newsweek article of August 10th admits she owns more than 2,000 acres. And the video here there shows wildfires just happen to originate on or very near her farms in Kula on the northwestern slopes of Haleakala. Kula is the agricultural area inside the dotted line, and there's a map there. In June, it was reported that she was looking to purchase the 3,600-acre Hana Ranch adjacent to her properties, which would bring her total to near 6,000 acres. Already a large percentage of Maui's livable land area. We aren't told if she owned the property in Lahaina. Newsweek almost seems to be blowing her cover with the story, since the title is Map Shows Oprah's Maui Properties as Hawaii Wildfire Spreads. Then they show the wildfire spreading right out from her properties. Very weird. Are they spilling the beans or misdirecting us? So is it Ellison, Bezos, Winfrey, or the U.S. military, or all of them together? We will keep our eyes and ears open, but for now it's worth remembering seeing Ellison and the other guys has big military contacts, making a large portion of his billions from military contracts. Of course, we know Bezos with and Gates with all the Pentagon CIA stuff. And, of course, Bezos owning the Washington Post and all that. I mean, it's just so crazy. That would give him the connections to make these photos and videos, as well as reach in the media to sell this worldwide. And, of course, Oprah has those contacts in the media. And it goes on and on, but it's pretty fascinating to read this whole thing from MilesWMathis.com. So shout out to Henry Macau for that. We're coming up on break, but you know, there's a ton of great stuff out there. And so, now up on Daily Stormer, gross Jew governor of Hawaii issues global warming statement as bodies pile up. I want to warn the entire planet about this, Hawaii Governor Josh Green says. When fire jumped from one spot to another, it got seeded very quickly with those 80-mile-per-hour winds. This is what a fire hurricane is going to look in the era of global warming. The Jewish governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, is on a media tour talking about global warming because of a fire in Hawaii. No one actually believes the forest fire is not natural. No one makes that argument. If you ask them, they'll just say, well, cow farts are making it worse. So right on time, this Jewish governor gets to whine about global warming because of this very strange and suspect incident on in his state. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.